One thing longtime observers of Steve Marchand know is that he's never lacked political imagination.
He's got lots of ideas, and he doesn't stay stuck on them. So if they get shut down, he'll have another idea.
That's Jim Normand. He's known Marchand for close to 20 years. Back then, Marchand worked for the Concord Coalition, the budget and deficit watchdog formed by centrist Democrats and moderate Republicans. Here's Steve Marchand speaking for the group on NHPR back in 2001.
And so our main thing now is talking less about what to do about the long-term security of Social Security and a little bit more about some of the tougher decisions we have to make this year.
That year, Steve Marchand made a decision of his own to enter campaign politics, first as a staffer for Jim Norman's gubernatorial campaign. Norman ran as a moderate, but when his campaign founder during the primary, Marchand signed on with another Democrat, the far more liberal Mark Fernald. Fernald won his party's nomination before losing big to Republican Craig Benson. Fernald ran on an income tax. Steve Marchand was Fernald's chief spokesman.
Our philosophy is if the Craig Bensons in the world pay their fair share, the vast majority of people in New Hampshire are going to get a tax cut, most of them a substantial tax cut.
Marchand next turned to city politics. He won election to Portsmouth City Council in 2003 and became mayor in 2006. Municipal budget reform was Marchand's focus, but within a year, the then 32-year-old had set his sights on a much bigger job, U.S. Senator.
Unlike John Sununu, they're holding George Bush accountable. And that is exactly what I'll do in the United States Senate.
Steve Marchand stepped out of that race when fellow Democrat Jean Shaheen got in, and as these remarks from late 2007 show, the then lame duck mayor had no qualms about praising Republicans, even very conservative ones like Mike Huckabee.
And the thing that I like about Governor Huckabee on the Republican side of the aisle is that I see him using faith as a way to bring people together, not in a messianic way to say that this is the chosen way to go, but to say that we have a responsibility, a global responsibility of public service.
It would be a few more years before Marchand worked again directly in politics. He focused on his consulting business, took a job leading corporate relations at UNH, and even appeared as a TV pitchman for a house cleaning service.
The maids came through with a great price, fantastic quality, and we've been with them for quite a while now, and we're very pleased with the value we get from the maids. I'm Steve.
And I'm Sandy.
And we love the maids.
When Marchand did give politics another go, it wasn't as a candidate. In 2014, he was hired as state director for No Labels, a centrist group focused on jobs, entitlement programs, the budget, and energy security. The group courted candidates from across the spectrum, but drew ridicule from many Democrats when it named then-candidate Donald Trump as a, quote, problem solver. Steve Marchand spoke at the No Labels convention in late 2015.
If you tell the candidates, irrespective of your party affiliation, that you will only consider candidates that make this, frankly, level one commitment. If you can't do this, should you really be president of the United States? Can you solve big problems? We need to be able to ask them that with that kind of passion.
The following year, Steve Marchand returned to politics as a gubernatorial candidate. And one measure of how far out of favor no-labels-style centrism was by that time was Marchand's passion for casting himself as something far different, a hardcore leftist.
Mr. Marchand, your opening statement, please.
Sure. For those seeking clarity, allow me to help. I am the progressive choice for governor. I'm the only one here that voted for Bernie this spring.
His critics, including the campaign of Democratic rival Molly Kelly, say voters should be skeptical of Marchand's latest image. Marchand himself says his politics have always been informed by progressive ideals. What else would he say? But he also doesn't deny he's always kept an eye on the political horizon. And at times he's turned to a metaphor to explain it, like in this 2016 debate televised on WMUR.
You know, the old saying, I'm a Canadian, so the Wayne Gretzky would say, I'm great because I skate to where the puck is going, not to where the puck has been.
Politics may or may not be like hockey, but assuming it is, a big question for Steve Marchand is even if he knows where the political puck is going, can he put it in the net? For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.